WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, mental warriors. Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know that feeling when you just need to exhale? Like your brain needs a spa day and your emotions are begging for a timeout. That's what we're talking about today. Creating a safe space for mental healing. Because let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs, right? Between work stress, relationship drama, and that never-ending scroll of social media, it's easy to feel like your mind is constantly running on overdrive. But here's the thing. You deserve a sanctuary, a place where you can recharge, process those big feelings, and come back stronger than ever. So, how do we build this mental oasis? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help us create that sacred space for healing. Number 1. Define your boundaries. Think of your mental health like a precious garden. You wouldn't let just anyone wander in and trample your flowers, would you? It's the same with your mind. Decide what kind of energy you want to invite in and what needs to stay outside. This means saying no to commitments that drain you, limiting exposure to negativity, and prioritizing activities that nourish your soul. Ever felt like you were constantly running on empty, trying to please everyone? That's a boundary issue waiting to be addressed. Number 2. Practice self-compassion. We all mess up sometimes, right? But instead of beating ourselves up with harsh self-criticism, let's treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a good friend. Talk to yourself like you're your own best cheerleader, offering words of encouragement and support during those tough moments. Remember, healing is a journey, not a race. Number 3. Embrace stillness. In our always-on world, it's easy to get swept away by the constant noise. But true healing often happens in the quiet spaces. Take time for mindful practices like meditation, deep breathing, or simply sitting in nature and observing your surroundings. Allow yourself to be present in each moment without judgment. Imagine that peaceful feeling you get when you step into a quiet forest. That's what we're aiming for. Number 4. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Connecting with trusted friends, family members, or a therapist can provide invaluable support and guidance during times of stress or emotional turmoil. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and remind you that you are loved and cared for. Think about those people who will always make you feel better. Reach out to them. And finally, number 5. Celebrate your progress. Healing is a continuous process, but it's important to acknowledge and celebrate every step forward. Give yourself credit for the courage to show up, for the willingness to grow, and for taking care of your mental well-being. Remember, you are worthy of love, joy, and peace, and creating that safe space is a powerful act of self-care. Okay, let's talk about something real. Picture this. You're having a tough day at work, deadlines are looming, and your boss just threw another curveball your way. You feel overwhelmed, stressed, and ready to throw in the towel. But then, you remember that mental haven you've been cultivating. You take a deep breath, close your eyes for a few moments, and visualize that peaceful place maybe is a sunny beach, a quiet forest, or even just a cozy corner of your own home. You remind yourself that this feeling won't last forever, that you are capable of handling this challenge, and that you have the support system to help you through it. See, creating that safe space isn't about escaping reality, it's about equipping yourself with the tools to navigate it more effectively. By practicing self-compassion, setting boundaries, seeking support, and embracing stillness, you are building a foundation of resilience that will serve you well in all areas of life. So remember, mental warriors, your well-being is an investment, not an expense. Take time each day to nurture your mind, body, and soul. And remember, I'm here with you every step of the way. If this resonated with you, share it with someone who needs to hear these words. Leave a review if it sparks something inside you. Let's keep the conversation going. Until tomorrow, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep building that mental oasis one brick at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.